The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, hello. Welcome back to this week's episode of Biz Besties. We are your hosts, Nicole and Kayla. And boy, oh boy, do we have a surprise episode for you. This is going to, I think, shock and delight so many people who are listening. And we cannot wait to share the big reveal of all of it. But before we do that,
of what's going down. Okay.
Yeah. Of what's going down. This is pre-recorded. Kayla's on vacation with her nanny when you're hearing this in real time. But so knowing that this is pre-recorded in this moment, Kayla, what are you grateful for having an online business?
I am grateful that I can just take my laptop and work from anywhere and that I love my work. So we design everything we do. We design how we spend our time and who we connect with. And I love it so much. And I know that I can just pack up my laptop and hit the road. So we're going to Ottawa for a few days and visit my family, my brother and his twins, and see everyone for Christmas. Well, we're not going over Christmas, but my family's having a Christmas party when we're there. Santa party, we call it. And I don't have to book time off or worry about anything. We're making up the rules as we go. And I love it so much. What are you grateful for?
What I'm grateful for is I had acupuncture yesterday and I had acupuncture again last week. And tomorrow I'm getting my nails done. And Thursday I'm having a blowout. And I'm just thinking about like all of these like fun, they seem like luxurious things to me, luxurious things that I get to do that I can think back to when I was a teacher that I would only have as many acupuncture appointments or massage appointments as my benefits would cover. And then I was like totally trained to be in this mindset that like once your benefits were up, like, well, then you're not going to go pay for a massage. Why would you do that when you've got benefits? But when your benefits are done, then you're done. And now I'm like, nobody is preventing me from having the massages and the acupunctures and the facials and the hair appointments and the nail appointments and all of the things except me. I'd be the only one preventing me from doing those things and also getting to go do those things that I want in the middle of the day. Like tomorrow, I looked at our calendar. I see I'm in for a mani-pedi in the morning. I saw that Kayla's in for one later in the afternoon. It's just like fun to look at the calendar and be like, okay, sweet. I scheduled myself in for nails tomorrow. That seems delightful.
Yes, we're planning ahead in terms of looking good.
Yeah. And I just like, I like those things. I want what I want and I want to have my nails done and I want to have my hair done and I want to go to acupuncture and I want to get a facial and I want to go to massages and I want those things. And when I think about why am I building the business of my dreams, it's so that I can support the life of my dreams. And the life of my dreams is doing these things that make me feel good.
It's true. That's been consistent ever since day one. The life of Nicole's dreams is being at the spa.
Yes.
Yes. I can attest to that being your actual dream life. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Kayla said to me one time way back when we hit, I forget what it was. It was like a really high number. When we hit like 80K months or something like that, what's going to be different in your life? And I was like, I think I'll get more massages. And she was like, you're waiting to have 80K months to get more massages? And I'm like, no. I just mean more.
Even more. Twice a week.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe this is why I'm generally in a good mood. I do the shit to take care of myself. Go take care of yourself, people.
That's true. Part of taking care of yourself is having a business that can support you to do that. So that's what we're here for. Okay.
That is what we're here for.
Are you ready for the big surprise announcement? I don't even know if it's a surprise to you or if you've heard us whispering about a change that's coming or what, but if it is a surprise, pull over. It's going to be a shocker.
Okay. Let's do a little lead up.
Okay.
Before we say what it is, I can't actually quite remember the moment in time, but let's go back to fall of 2020. So for anybody listening, we're going back 3 years right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Washington. Kayla was home here in Victoria. She had just had Evie, her first daughter. And we were like, okay, we're going to create a year-long coaching program. Do you remember where the name Platinum came from?
We didn't talk about, okay, we're going to create a year-long coaching program. I was all bundled up, ready to go for a walk. You sent me a text. I had Evie in the stroller. I got your text. I read it. It said, I'm thinking of putting together a year-long coaching program. This is the Google Doc, just a one-pager of what I want to offer. What do you think? Do you think we should just go for it and do it? Like, are you in, basically? And I said, yes, I'm in. I didn't even look at it. And I said, I'll look at it when I get home because I'm going for a walk right now. Anyways, I get out the door. Nicole has posted this on the internet. People are texting. And I don't even know if we said we wanted to have 6 people right there in the initial text back and forth about it. But talk about following the feeling. I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing. Go do it. That's awesome. I'll look at it later. As in like 2 hours later, I was just going for a walk. By the time I got back from my walk, I think 5 spots were taken or something like that. I don't know. People had put their hands up and said they want more information. And I'm walking and Nicole's texting and Scott's saying, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I think we're doing a year-long coaching program. And I think it's people are signing up. So I need to get home right now so I can send some sort of links and read the one pager that we just promised everyone, make sure that we're all good with that. And in that moment, I think there was just a header on that piece of paper and you called it platinum coaching or something.
I wish I could remember where that came from.
Sure, we have it.
But I think like if I'm thinking back to my mentality 3 years ago, when I didn't know an iota of what I know now, I think I was probably just thinking, what is like the best of the best? Like if we're talking about getting diamonds, we're talking about getting jewelry. Okay. Silver's fine. Gold. All right. We're going to the next level. Maybe we're talking about metals. All right. We've got bronze, we've got silver, we've got gold, but like how fucking next level is platinum. So I think that's where the name came from. Now, for those of you listening, I need you to put on your business entrepreneurial mindset hat right now and think about how that is kind of an epic fail to name a business coaching program after a metal. Like an actual like platinum is like a type of heavy, strong metal.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't really relate.
No,
but we're going with it. I mean, there is a truck called, I think it's a Ford, and it says platinum across the back because my RAS picks up platinum all the time. I see it on the road quite often. And my ring is platinum.
Mm.
I see how it's awesome, but I don't see how it's coaching.
No.
Anyway, and we went with it. We ran with it and we made it into coaching.
We did. We ran with it. We made it into coaching. Now, if we're talking about SEO, so search engine optimization, where people are putting in keywords into Google and hopefully you arrive in their search. So say people are searching business coaching, business masterminding, business mentorship. Do you think the word platinum is going to pull as an SEO? No. Thankfully, off of many, many referrals and affiliates and great testimonials and launching and never stopping since we've started 3.5 years ago, we've been able to get the message across about what platinum is. And we've had some realizations.
We have been thinking about this for a while. So when did it occur to us that we needed to switch up the name? When?
When we created Align Business School.
Yes, that's when.
We created Align Business School. We were like, this is the most fucking epic name ever. It's so good. It is what it is. It says what it is. It's a business school. We're talking about being aligned in business. We're my aligned purpose. Aligned Business School makes sense. Now, I love that the majority of you call it my aligned business school. It's just called Aligned Business School, but we love when you say that. And sometimes I now say it. I'm like, my Aligned Business School. And Kayla's like, that's not what it's called. I'm like, right. Okay. Yeah. So we created Aligned Business School. We're like, this is clear. This is very clear. The messaging is clear. It's to the point. And as our good old friend Abraham Hicks would say, contrast creates clarity. We were like, oh, okay, this is really clear. You know what this is showing us? Platinum is not very clear. Now, Align Business School is 1.5 years old. So we've been sitting on this for 18 months.
Yeah, we wanted to do one thing at a time, which we suggest if you're listening and thinking of doing a billion things at once. That's also how our brain works. And we have a running list of things we want to address. When we get the feeling, the message from the universe, the download, the opportunity to think about it, then we do think it all the way through and then announce it. So when we did Align Business School, how we decided, do we want to call it Align Business School? Is we looked up different podcasts to see if anything else was called Align Business School. We put the URL in. We went to Google Domains. Back then it was Google Domains. And now I think Google goes through Squarespace. We bought the domain. We looked at people's
IG handles. Yeah, because we're not trying to copy off anyone.
Yeah, we looked at people's IG handles. We did a Google search. We wanted to know, is anyone else Aligned Business School? Is this going to be confusing for anyone? Because if somebody else is Aligned Business School, yeah, sure, we can also call ourselves Aligned Business School. But that, again, screws up the search engine optimization. So somebody types in Aligned Business School and two of us come up, like, that's not going to go. So we wanted to pick something for Aligned Business School that makes sense with our brand, with our company name, with exactly what we stand for. And when people buy it, they know what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we were in the vortex recently. Did you know? We went to Arizona. We did a little tour of Arizona. We went to Phoenix. We went to Scottsdale and we went to Sedona and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm. It's true. In our Mustang rental car.
In our Ford Mustang. Okay. We went to every Whole Foods in between in the Ford Mustang.
And Trader Joe's.
And while we were in the vortex, we had the moment. I mean, it was a download, but we had about 5 minutes to string together to think about things because we're going and we're going at about 100 miles an hour all the time. So we were thinking about it and we thought, you know what? It's time for a new name for Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So here it is. We are changing the name and we're going to talk about what this means, why this name, what you could consider if you're looking at a rebrand or a name change as well. And we're going to get into it. So we are now presenting our 12-month minimum. I mean, people stay for 2, 3, 4+ years. You're not confined to 1 year, but people start in our 12-month long program for coaching and mentorship and masterminding. And it is now being called Aligned CEO Method. You want to talk about that, Kayla? Why aligned? Why CEO? Why method?
Okay. Aligned, because we know that if you're doing what you want to do all day long, that works with what you care about and how you love to show up, you are going to be happy. And that's our main thing, is you are happy. You are using your skills and what lights you up to make money and contribute. Aligned. CEO, because you're building an online business, and we know that the women that we work with start building an online business on their own and or with a partner, and then you build your team. You build in VAs, get somebody to help with social, but you start on your own and you become the CEO of the business eventually when you incorporate, and you can call yourself whatever you want. And there's so much powerful energy in being the CEO of your business, of your life, of anything that you want to completely control. Aligned, CEO, method. Method is because we have a step-by-step
method
formula method that you can learn from, take and turn into your own to build a profitable online business. And we've put this together over 4 years, and we have a structure around it, and we teach the Aligned CEO method inside of the Aligned CEO method. And when you use the Aligned CEO method, you can build your business. Okay. So why not call it that?
Yes. Okay. So here's some considerations. Mm-hmm. It took us this long to change it because it's not just as simple as saying like, okay, we're going to call a program something new and then that's it. We've got to go into every product, course, everything that we've created and change Platinum experience to be Aligned CEO method, because whenever somebody new comes across our page, we don't want to confuse them with one thing they hear about a 12-month program with us called Aligned CEO Method, and another page they see a 12-month program with us called Platinum Experience. So you want to make the confusion for your audience basically zero, because a confused audience won't buy. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that everything is properly changed over. We also have been telling people, our audience, all of you, our listeners, our followers, our community members, that we have two main options to work with us, and that's been Aligned Business School and has been Platinum. And so we know that we've reinforced day in and day out for years that the more in-depth way to work with us has been previously called this. And so we need to now, on our part, really start to communicate that, like, oh, what was once known as Platinum Experience is still the same program. It's still all laid out the exact same way that it always was. We're changing the name because the name feels truly more aligned and more fitting for us. And we want it to make sense. And we want a role model to all of you that if you have a program or a product and you feel like it's been working, but a more, I don't know, suitable name or aligned name would work for you, you could start to think about how you communicate that and market that to your audience as well.
We wrote down when we were thinking about this episode, we want to ask you, the listener, what about your brand or what about your creating, what you're creating doesn't quite make sense. When you're hearing this and you're like, oh yeah, this is reminding me. I always use the color green, for example. And there's something about that color green that just rubs me the wrong way. And I don't really like it, but I kind of go back to it because it's there. Okay. Maybe that's something that you want to change, so that when you visually see your business and your brand and your representation on Instagram or whatever it is, you feel 110% lit up. Maybe it's a program name. Maybe it's your business name. And this whole time you've been operating as, I don't know, Canva. And then what you really want to be operating as is graphicdesign.com. I don't know, something totally different. And how can you think about, first of all, you don't want to make any rash brand decisions where you change something that people have been getting used to. Because when you change something that people have been getting used to, you interrupt the pattern. And people get in habits of interacting with you, and then it gets confusing. Some people are going to miss this message and ask us, where's Platinum?
Why aren't you talking about it? How do I get into it? That's what's going to happen. And we have to be ready to say, okay, this is the podcast we did about it. We're just changing the name. And of course, we're always enhancing the program as much as we can with everything we learn. We add more into it and refine it. We're always doing that anyway, but we changed the name to make it make more sense. So we'll have to answer that question a few times, but we're not changing, for example, like My Aligned Purpose. If we change the name of My Aligned Purpose, that would really interrupt people's programming. So if you're thinking of making a big, big change like that, you basically have to be ready to start new.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Kayla was telling me this great story because we were like, okay, you know, brands and businesses change up their color, their branding, their titles, their messaging lots. And sometimes it really lands and sometimes it really flops. And I think it really is all about the messaging and the marketing of it. And you were saying that there's this shampoo that the previous label never really spoke to you. And I'm sure like the chemical or the ingredient list is all the same. The shampoo, the formulation of the shampoo is probably still the same, but because they've switched up the, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but we all do. They switched up the like physical branding that you, the consumer, can see. And now you're like, huh, I kind of like that more. Maybe I'll buy the shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Totally. It's this brand called Attitude. We're in Canada and I think it's a Canadian brand. And they have fragrance in their formulations, but other than that, I think it's pretty clean. And they have like pastel-y colors and cartoons on it. And in my mind, when I saw it, I thought, okay, that's for little kids. And I have slightly puffy hair. Like if I go outside and it's raining, all my grays start going all puffy and kinky and huge. And so I need to make sure when I pick shampoo and conditioner, it controls the puff. I have great volume naturally. So I need to think about the puff. And when I look at a shampoo bottle that has a cartoon on it, immediately I'm like, there's no way that's going to look good. There's just no, it's cartoons. There's no way. They're not taking
it's not for me, right? Like we are telling people, like, is your messaging speaking to somebody? It wasn't speaking to you.
No, it wasn't. I was like, well, I would get that for the kids maybe, but I'm not getting it for myself. Then I saw that they've rebranded their bottles. Instead of being in a squeezy bottle, they're in a pump. And instead of using the purple and green kind of pastel-y cartoony colors, they're using mustard and cranberry and teal, dark, dark colors. And they changed the font on the outside of the bottle. And it's exactly the same. It's just a different font. And I thought, ooh, maybe I'll have to try it. I'm falling for the rebrand. I like it. Looks cool. They did a great job. Yeah. If they want to speak to me, a Whole Foods frequent flyer, then they did a great job. I give them 2 thumbs up and I probably will try it when I'm out of my current shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you know, we saw Kathy Heller, her old podcast name used to be Don't Quit Your Day Job, which before Kathy Heller was Kathy Heller, or like was a anybody, I guess, if we say that in air quotes, if people didn't know who Kathy Heller was, then they might not come across her podcast. But Don't Keep Your Day Job, you know, could show up in searches of like, I hate my day job, or I don't want to keep my job, or how do I get out of my 9 to 5 or whatever. So she did that and built up this massive audience and brand. And then herself, her reputation became known, and she switched her podcast over to be the Kathy Heller podcast. And I heard her recently say that she's kind of thinking about changing the name again, that the Kathy Heller podcast, she doesn't feel like is really landing with, it's not just her, it's incredible guests, it's downloads, she channels, it's spirituality, it's meditation, it's all of it. So what would be a name that would encompass all of those things? So you can have a thriving 6, 7, 8 figure business and still feel like, you know what, I don't know if my name or my message is landing the way I want it to. And since I am the owner of my business, I get to change it. But doing that with deep consideration for your listeners, your followers, your paid clients, about like making sure that they still feel heard and seen and felt in your message.
Yeah. When we stop evolving, we die. Mm-hmm. And everything is going to change. And so we just have to, be considerate of the change.
Yeah, be considerate of the change. So let's talk about 3 of our favorite things that we're excited about for the Aligned CEO Method.
Okay. My first thing that I'm excited about is that we have created this awesome onboarding when people join Align CEO Method so that you know exactly what you need to know right off the hop. And one of them is our belief that you need connections and you need cash flow to have an incredible business. And we are going to support you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Connections lead to cash flow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you want to be building an audience, go have a conversation every single day, multiple conversations, mm-hmm. make those connections. So we're going to mm-hmm. turn your connections into what is, will be your streams of cash flow. Our second thing that we are really supporting the women who join Align CEO Method with are control of their time.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was one of mine and Kayla's number one reasons that we wanted to work for ourselves and more importantly, not work for somebody else is we do not want to be controlled and especially our time. And if I'm not a mother and I obviously Kayla, you are. So I work with a mother and we coach and mentor so many mothers. And I think the patriarchy has done a really good fucking job of being like, oh, you're a mom. Okay. Well, you have to choose. So you're either going to work all day and you're not going to get to see your children, or you're going to be with your children and there's no place for you in the workplace. And that is really dehumanizing and minimalizing and all of those sorts of things to women and to mothers, to parents, really. And we are saying, no, you know what? You want to spend the morning with your kids and you want to take them to school and you still want to work and you want to pick your kids up from school and you still want to work and be with your kids. You can create that for yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Control your time. You get to do that. And then the other component of it is really high touch mentorship.
Mm-hmm. And when we say high touch mentorship, we mean access every single week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many coaching programs, mentorship programs out there that you get weekly access. It's like maybe one or two calls a month. We're like, no, we meet every week. We are keeping the consistency going. We mm-hmm. are keeping the accountability high. Plus you have your own accountability groups. We've got a private exclusive group where everybody can ask their questions and be supported in between all of the calls. Mm-hmm. And it's not just an hour call. The hour is the minimum amount of calls that we have. We have a mindset call that's an hour, but we do Q&As that are 90 minutes. We do mini masterminds that are 90 minutes. We do co-working calls that are 4 hours. We do accelerator calls that are 4 hours. So it's a lot of time because we're putting a lot of our intention and our time and our effort into supporting you to get results in your business.
Mm-hmm. You are in total control. Mm-hmm. And we do not let people slip through the cracks. We do not let you not show up for yourself. If you want this, you can get it. And we're all here cheering you on and making sure that you're accountable and you're sticking with it. So in Aligned CEO Method, we are supporting women to create incredible online businesses with people watching and people buying every single day to get you on the path to 7 figures. That is what we are living and breathing for. Drinking coffee for, showing up for, creating for, bringing my laptop on the road for. That is it for us. Women creating their own business, their own economy, their own money, their own market, and controlling your time and how you live here on earth. That's it. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
And having those magnetic clients.
Yes.
Those clients that, because you don't want to work with everybody and everybody doesn't want to work with you. And I know it's like, we sound so repetitive when we say that, but it can't be said enough. You can have magnetic clients. The women who are in Align CEO Method, they are all, I mean, at the time of recording this, gosh, we have 33 people enrolled in it.
Mm-hmm.
Us in 2024. 33 magnetic aligned clients that we want to work with, that we see the capabilities in them. We see the possibility. They're coachable. They hold one another accountable. They know they're responsible for the results. Like that to me is dreamy.
Oh yeah. And that's available. So when you set your mind to this, then we are here to support you. In the Align CEO Method. Doesn't it all make sense?
Yeah, we want to hear from you. So over on Instagram, will be asking you, what do you think about the name change? Are you considering making any changes in your business too? Do you want any support with that? Can we offer any guidance or mentorship on that? Please let us know. And if you've done a name change before, how did that work out for you? We're assuming that you did it from a place of knowing that it would be beneficial. And so tell us your story as well. And it's so cool. I mean, as adults, I mean, you can't do this as a kid, but as an adult, you can go and change your own name.
It's true. You don't have to be who you showed up here and your parents designated you to be.
Yeah, you can change your name for sure. So you can change your name. You can change your business name.
Change your gender.
You can change your gender. You can change lots of things in this life. And what a gift. And what a privilege to be able to do that.
You can change your hair. We're always coming back to maybe I should cut bangs.
No,
we're not. Okay. Keep it together.
Yeah. You can change so many things and it's all within your control and, you know, have a plan.
Okay. Can't wait to hear what you think.
Okay. Thanks everybody. Chat soon.